Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Because of, I think, my job and some study habits that I had developed ahead of time, I really had dug hard into the character of God before the diagnosis. And I was really glad after, because that got tested a lot. There were days where it was hard to believe that he was good, but I would just so much rather live in the assurance that he is good even when I don't feel it. Mm. People give you permission all the time to not believe in him, but it feels really awful when you give into that.
Yeah, indeed. So when you were in that place, I'm thinking, I just know, Bo, that we've got lots of people listening who are either dealing with chronic health issues or their caregiver for somebody who's sick and dying, and it's an exhausting, dry and weary land. And it does feel like your have not, because the rest of the world is skating by, living the dream and buying into even the American dream sort of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it applies to them, but not to you. What were some helpful things you did to nourish your soul, to keep your perspective, keep your sanity, physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally? Were there any habits that you got into during the 5 years of your husband's battle with ALS?
Yeah, there were a few of them. One big one I would say is that early on I deputized a few of my friends and I said, I need you to hold me accountable if you see me getting stuck in some kind of attitude ditch where I just seem to be seeing something wrong. And then I made it a point to get with those people who were my people regularly for lunch or coffee or whatever, I forced myself to be transparent, not just honest, which I'm honest on my blog, but I'm transparent with my friends, mm-hmm. and to really say, this is really where I'm at. If I say in another month that I'm still here, you need to hold my feet to the fire, because I don't want to become bitter. I think I went into the battle with ALS feeling like, more than anything, our enemy is bitterness. That is the thing we are going to fight with all our lives. And so my friends really helped by saying the unpopular things to me. And it's hard to challenge a hurting person. It's hard to say, I know that you feel like you're dying right now, but your attitude is going to kill you first. And so they were faithful and good friends to stand up and help me, you know, hold to my commitment. And they also made me get help when I needed it. Like, they would say, you can't be the primary caregiver anymore. You have to get help. And the next, I'd say, yes, you're right. And then the next month I hadn't done it. And they would say, who should we call to make this happen for you? How do we get someone in the game for you? Because you can't keep doing it. And so I just needed people who could see in the inside and throw a rope down into the pit and get me out.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.